If a bird bonks into a window, what should we do? First, never leave any injured bird lying on its back. In this position, many birds go into what seems like a hypnotic state, and they simply can't balance or right themselves. And never put any wild bird into a cage. The feathers will become frayed against the metal bars, and the bird's flying ability will be compromised. The simplest and usually the wisest thing to do when dealing with a window strike is to gently place the bird right side up in a small cardboard box lined with paper towels. For most backyard birds, a shoebox is perfect. If it isn't sitting properly, prop the bird up on a donut cushion fashioned out of tissue. Don't offer it any food or water if it's in a dazed state. Place the box in a quiet place. Every 15 minutes or so, take the box outdoors, open it, and see if the bird flies off. Never open the box indoors. And don't release a diurnal bird after dusk. Wait until morning to check on it. If you must hold the bird in your hand when you go to release it, don't toss it, as this will disorient the bird. Just open your hand and be patient. But what can we do to prevent window strikes from happening in the first place? First, consider where your feeders are situated. Setting feeders 10 or 20 feet from the window almost guarantees that birds that do fly toward the window from it will have reached their top speed when they hit, maximizing the damage. A lot of small songbirds can reach maximum velocity within just 5 or 10 feet. Attaching feeders right on the window or its frame helps the birds feeding there to notice the glass. And most birds that take off from so close to the glass will be going way too slow to cause much damage if they do hit the glass. Covering a window with sun catchers, streamers, or other objects often prevents strikes, but can destroy the whole purpose for having a window in the first place. One company manufactures special screens that stand out a few inches from the window and are designed to absorb the shock when a bird flies full tilt at the glass. I've not tried or tested it, but if you'd like more information, I made a link to the Bird Screen Company on my new webpage at www.lauraerickson.com in the section about what to do in a bird emergency. If you've ever tried one of these kinds of products, let me know. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.